We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A new Stanford-led study reveals that more than 60% of public schools are located within 1,000 feet of tobacco retailers. And there are far more tobacco retailers in the lowest income neighborhoods than in the higher income neighborhoods. Joining me now is Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids President Matthew Myers. So thank you very much for joining me today, Matt. First of all, tell us, what are some of the key findings from this study?
The most concerning finding is that 63% of the public schools in the 30 cities that were surveyed have a tobacco retailer within 1,000 feet. That's within two blocks. And what's also concerning is that these retailers are often concentrated in low-income areas. On average, there are nearly five times more tobacco retailers located in the neighborhoods with the lowest income individuals than in the high-income individuals.
I know that L.A. was one of the cities included in this study. Do you have any other specific data, any other details related to tobacco retailers and their proximity to schools?
Yes. The study found that Los Angeles was actually worse than many other cities around the country. It found that 73% of public schools in Los Angeles are within 1,000 feet of a tobacco retailer, and the tobacco retailers are seven times more tobacco retailers in the lowest income neighborhoods than in the highest income neighborhoods. What it tells you is that in cities in California, which have tried so hard to reduce tobacco use, tried so hard to reduce health disparities, the tobacco industry has targeted those cities and those communities with even greater efforts.
Now, how does the massive footprint of the tobacco retailers and the tobacco industry, how does it affect major U.S. cities and affect the youth population?
Well, what we know is that the greater the concentration of tobacco retailers near schools and in low-income neighborhoods, the greater likelihood that more people there will start smoking. What it means is that our kids are being bombarded every place they turn. They see colorful tobacco products, a lot of advertising for tobacco, and increasingly what they're seeing is flavored tobacco products, which appeal to those young people. So there is a direct correlation between the density and location of tobacco retailers and the number of our kids who start. Another thing that's very important to understand is that many Americans who smoke are trying to quit, but when they are confronted with tobacco products being easily available to them every place they turn, it makes it harder.
Oh, I know regular cigarette smoking has gone down throughout the nation, but e-cigarettes, there's been an explosion in e-cigarette use. Tell us about that.
Well, one of the reasons we're concerned is that in the last 4 years, we have seen an explosion in e-cigarette use. In California, five times as many young people use e-cigarettes as use regular cigarettes. Nationwide, over 5.3 million kids have become addicted to e-cigarettes. And virtually all of those kids are using flavored tobacco products like cotton candy, mint, menthol, e-cigarettes. What it means is that the tobacco industry's marketing of those flavored e-cigarettes in locations near schools and in low-income areas is undermining much of the progress we've made.
Do you have any kind of numbers or percentage of how many high schoolers or how many high school students are actually using e-cigarettes?
Well, in California, smoking rates among high school, cigarette smoking rates among high school kids is now down below roughly 3%, but close to five times that many in California, over 10%, are using e-cigarettes. Virtually all of them are using flavored e-cigarettes.
And what impact do tobacco retailers have on low-income communities and the health disparities in those communities?
The fact that tobacco retailers are more heavily concentrated in low-income communities contributes directly to the higher smoking rates in those communities and to the fact that it's harder for members of those communities to quit. Tobacco is one of the major causes of health inequity and health disparities in low-income communities about which we have a solution. That's what's really important. So much of the health inequity in the United States relates to very complex social problems which are very difficult to attack. This is one where we know if we reduce tobacco use, we reduce health disparities, we reduce the number of people who die, low-income people who die from heart disease, lung cancer, diabetes, and other diseases.
Can you put a monetary number on how much this actually costs in health care every year?
You know, nationwide, health care costs us literally hundreds of billions of dollars in additional health care costs. It contributes dramatically, for example, in California, to the overall cost of Medi-Cal and health care. What it means is that every citizen is paying part of that fund, part of that money.
And what actions should policymakers actually take to protect our nation's youth?
There are several steps that should be taken. First of all, there's a bill pending before the California Assembly right this very minute, SB 793, that would eliminate the sale of flavored e-cigarettes, flavored cigars, and menthol cigarettes, the products that introduce virtually every new tobacco user into the market. Passage of that bill could be one of the most dramatic steps forward in reducing tobacco use and healthcare and health disparities in California. In addition, throughout California, many towns and cities have taken action through licensing to reduce the density and location of retailers. Any city that hasn't done that should take it up now.
And what do you say to those that are advocates of e-cigarettes being a good tool in cessation?
The e-cigarette industry introduced these products with a great deal of fanfare about how they would help smokers quit. Instead, what they've done is they have targeted young people with these products by placing them in convenience stores and gas stations and other locations near schools, introducing a host of flavors from cotton candy to mint and menthol that predominantly appeal to kids. So it shouldn't surprise us that as of today, over the last 4 years, the entire growth of the youth of the e-cigarette market has been among youth with no growth among adults, and that even today, every public health organization that has examined the issue finds the evidence inadequate to conclude that they actually help smokers quit.
Okay, where can we go online to read this report, and where can we also get more information about your organization?
Let me send you to two websites. The first is Aspire, that's A-S-P-I-R-E, aspirecenter.org, based out of Stanford, where the study was conducted, and you can see all the details of the study. Also, let me send you to our website, tobaccofreekids.org, where you can get substantial information about the health effects of e-cigarettes and cigarettes, advice to parents wanting to talk to their kids, and a list of resources for anybody who wants to quit, where they can go to find free, proven resources to help them quit.
Okay, and as we wrap things up, if there's one particular point you could make on why policymakers should make changes to these type of products that are available, what would that be?
The e-cigarette industry and the tobacco industry have used flavored products to attract an entire new generation of kids. If there's one action that could be taken in California, it's passing SB 793, the bill that would ban the sale of all of those flavored products. It will do more to reduce youth exposure, youth use, than any other single action that could be taken.
Matthew Myers, the president for the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids, and we've been talking about a study that revealed that more than 60% of public schools are located within 1,000 feet of tobacco retailers. So thank you once again for joining me today, Matt. I appreciate it.
Thanks very much for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.